All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 107. And today, actually, maybe a little bit of a myth. I think recently it's been, you know, kind of more daily halacha. As I mentioned before, once we're in the three digits here, 107, hard to get the bona fide myth every single day. But this one, I think, is a little bit of a misconception. So the question is, are you allowed to make a zimun, be the third member of a zimun, if all you had is a drink? Okay, you go to the pizza store, bagel shop with your friends, two people are eating, two of you are having, you know, bagels, pizza, and you're just having a cup of coffee or a soda or an orange juice or something. Is there a zimun now? Can you make a zimun? Is there a chiyuv of a zimun? So what is the deal? So there was a point in my life where I used to hear that a third guy has to at least have a mizonos. I mean, obviously, if you all had bread, then there's a chiyuv of a zimun. But if we're talking about two had bread and the third guy something else, so I used to hear that, like, I don't remember where it came from, but he has to have at least had a mizonos. So that does not seem to be the halacha. The Mechaber doesn't discuss this case head on. Slightly different case, we'll see. But the Piskei Tshuvos and Nosei Kalim equate it to our case as well. So the Mechaber's case is a little bit different. In Kuf Tzadi Zayin Beis, he's talking about nine people who had bread, and the tenth person has a kezias of a yarak, of a vegetable. So he says they could be mitzarif to have a minion for a zimun to say Elokeinu Shem Hashem in the benching. We know that if you have 10, you add in Nevarich Elokeinu Shechanu Mishalo. If you have 9, you wouldn't say Elokeinu. So if the 10th guy just had a kezias of a vegetable, the Mechaber says that would be sufficient. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because at least he can now say She'achalnu. Okay, he didn't have bread. He didn't even have mizonos, but he ate something and he had a kezias worth, so he can respond Nevarich She'achalnu Mishalo, so he can partake and you know, finish off the minion type of zimun. So again, that's different than our case of the third guy making a zimun altogether. The Mechaber is talking about the 10th guy making it a higher level zimun, but the Piskei Tshuvos says the same halacha would be true there, that the same logic applies, that as long as you're achalnu, you ate something, so you can now go with these two people who ate bread and create a zimun, even if you just had a vegetable. Doesn't need to be from the Chamishas Minei Dagan. Okay, is there any added, you know, element to the if you ate mizonos compared to like a vegetable or a shahakal? So perhaps. So it's like this. First question is, in this scenario where two people had hamotzi and the third one just had a vegetable, is there an obligation to bench with a zimun, or are they just allowed to have a zimun? So the Prima Gadim says they're just allowed to have a zimun. The one who ate the vegetable has no chiyav, has no obligation to stay with the other two until they're finished eating to have a zimun. He could bounce early because there's no chiyav, there's no obligation to have a zimun in the case. Similarly, the Dirshu quotes the Ksos HaShulchan and says those two don't have an obligation to wait for the third guy. They don't have to have a zimun. They're allowed to if they want to. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky, also quoted by the Dirshu, says he's misupak, that maybe this is only true if we're talking about our case where the third guy had a vegetable or a shahakal. But if the third guy had a mizonos, then there's a tzad to say he thinks that then they all would be obligated, as if they all had bread, they all would be obligated in a zimun. So maybe that's like where this notion of mizonos came in from, and that's the added layer to one when the third guy has mizonos. But strictly speaking, even if it's just a non-mizonos food, as long as it's a kezias, they would be allowed to make a zimun. Okay, what about if it's a drink? What about if it's a drink? So the Mechaber here, if you move along in this, if there he says, Olo shasa imahem elakos echad sheshbo revius mikol mashke chutz min amayim. It's sorry for imahem that as long as the third person had a revius of any drink other than water, so then he could join together and make a zimun with them. The Mishnah Berurah here explains it's because, you know, birchas hamazon has to be something which is zan, which satiates, and water does not satiate, even if it quenches your thirst, and therefore you couldn't make the zimun. He does quote the Magen Avraham who argues, because he said water is achila, it's a food, you have to make a bracha on it, you eat it, you drink it. So the Magen Avraham actually says, even the third guy has water, he can fulfill the zimun there, he can finish up the zimun there, be the third member. But the Mishnah Berurah concludes that most achronim follow the Mechaber, and there seems to be the halacha that if the third guy just had water, then you would not really be allowed to make a zimun in that case. So that's the basics of it. There's some offshoots of water. So for example, the Dirshu quotes the Maharshag, who says seltzer would be similar to water. And if you just had seltzer, unflavored seltzer, then you also couldn't be the third member of a Zimun. But the Aruch HaShulchan argues and says, just water is out. But anything which is, you know, the base of water, but some sort of additive, so then that would be chashev enough to join the Zimun. So he gives the example of seltzer. He also gives the example of lemonade. You know, presumably in his time, the lemonade was really just water with some added lemon, you know, squeezed lemon juice or sweeteners or something. But already that, he said, would be chashev enough to be considered part of the Zimun. Finally, there's a machlokas whether tea and coffee are similar to water, since it's rove, it's mostly just a big cup of hot water, standard tea and coffee, with some additives similar to the machlokas we just mentioned. So interestingly, Rav Yashiv says that if you just had tea or coffee, it would not suffice. It's too similar to water. So two people have bread, one guy has coffee, no Zimun. But the Dirshu quotes others who argue.
Personally, I find coffee to be as filling basically as any drink.
But that's the gist of it. So in summary, if two people have bread and a third person has a kazayas of any food, you are allowed to make a Zimun. There's no obligation. Possibly, if the third person had mizonos, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says maybe then there's an obligation. And if the third person had a drink other than water, they likely could join. Again, no obligation. Maybe if it's wine, there's an obligation. But that is the gist of it.